Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 12, Experiencing and Enjoying the Contents of the New Covenant, according to our spiritual experience for the accomplishment of God's economy. Wednesday Related Verses. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. And almost all things are purified by blood, according to the law, and without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have become near in the blood of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Knowing that it was not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, that you were redeemed from your vain manner of life, handed down from your fathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22. Having therefore, brothers, boldness for entering the Holy of Holies in the blood of Jesus, which entrance he initiated for us as a new and living way through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a great priest over the house of God, let us come forward to the Holy of Holies with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 39. And I will give them one heart and one way, to fear me all the days, for their own good and for the good of their children after them. Suggested reading. The children of Israel needed forgiveness, and God was ready to forgive them. If God had not been willing to forgive the people, he could have set the sacrifices aside and put the people all to death. But blood was shed as the necessary requirement for the forgiveness of sins. The blood for forgiveness of sins ushered the sinful party of the covenant, the children of Israel, into better things. We know this by the fact that after God's people failed to observe the law, he came in to make another covenant with them. In the new covenant God pledged to make with his people, he promised in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, to give them a new heart. For God to give the people a new heart means that he would change their nature. At the foot of Mount Sinai, the children of Israel spoke foolishly to Moses when they promised to do whatever the Lord commanded. God does not want his people to speak in such a way. His intention is to change their heart. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, God also promises to give the people a new spirit. This is to regenerate them and reconstitute them. For God to put a spirit within his people is for him to put himself into them. A new heart, a new spirit, and the Spirit of God can all be ours, because the blood has been shed for the forgiveness of sins. In Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33, God promises to put his law into our inward parts and to write it upon our hearts. This word is quoted in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. The law inscribed into our inner being is not the outward law, but the inward law of life. Because we have a new heart, a new spirit, the Spirit of God, and the inward law of life, we have the ability of life to know God. God himself has come into us as the Spirit to impart his life and nature to us. God's life and nature have become the inward law of life, an organic element which spontaneously regulates us. A new heart, a new spirit, the Spirit of God, the inward law of life, the ability of life to know God, these are the better things into which the blood for forgiveness of sin has ushered us. Leviticus chapter 16, verses 11 through 16, shows that the blood shed on the altar enabled the high priest to enter into the Holy of Holies, to stay in God's presence and receive the infusion of his Shekinah glory. This is to have the enjoyment of God on the basis of the blood shed at the altar and brought into the Holy of Holies. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 indicates that the blood of Christ makes it possible for us to serve the living God. How could we serve God if we were still dead? Praise Him that through the redeeming blood we have life and have been brought into His presence to serve Him. The blood of Christ is not only the cleansing blood, the blood which washes us from our sins. It is the blood of the covenant which brings us into God, into the divine life and nature, into the inward law of life, and the ability of life to know God, and into the infusion, transfusion, and enjoyment of God, both now and in eternity. This is the function of the blood of the covenant. The blood of the covenant is not mainly for forgiveness. It is primarily for God to be our portion. God has ordained and predestinated us to enjoy Him. This enjoyment has also been covenanted to us. What enacted this covenant? It was enacted by the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood which brings us into all the divine blessings.